Five people are facing gun and drug-related charges, as well as civil forfeitures, stemming from a large-scale investigation by Delta Police. A total of 47 charges have been sworn in. What police say began as a small investigation focused on fuel purchase fraud quickly grew into a long-term project. According to a DPD press release, the department's crime reduction unit, CRU, learned in February of last year about a fuel fraud scheme involving fraudulent cardlock cards being produced and used for dozens of transactions valued at more than $25,000. The investigation identified an organized group allegedly involved in the fraud, and the CRU executed a search warrant related to the fuel fraud investigation at a property in the 6100 block of 104th Street in Delta. Police say a number of criminal offenses were identified while executing the warrant, including loaded restricted and prohibited guns, a fully operational drug lab, and an illegal marijuana grow operation. Investigators seized drugs with a street value of $1 million along with vehicles police say were associated with organized crime. At the time the warrant was executed, one man was arrested on an outstanding Canada-wide warrant. The two vehicles seized have since been subject to civil forfeiture proceedings, while authorities say other civil forfeiture processes are still in progress. When we commence an investigation, we follow the evidence and we don't necessarily know where a specific file is going to go, Delta Police Chief Neil DeBord said in a press release. Our CRU showed commitment and follow-through on a complex investigation, with a complex disclosure package. I am very proud of the work of our CRU members. CRU submitted a report to Crown Council recommending 73 charges against 9 individuals, and on Monday, April 22, the Public Prosecution Service Canada, PPSC, approved charges against 5 people: Robert Johann Simonson, 52, of Surrey; Richard Stephen Bosler, 48, of Delta; Robert Joseph Stephen Lavallee, 55, of Surrey; Robert Sean Rylands, 42, of Abbotsford; and Norman Sterner, 44, of Delta. All 5 men have been charged with fraud under $5,000, 2 counts each for Simonson and Vosler, 8 each for Lavallee and Sterner, and 11 for Rylands. Vosler also faces 10 drug-related charges, including production of methamphetamine and possession of cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, fentanyl, MDMA, also called ecstasy, or Molly, ketamine, amphetamine, dimethyltryptamine, DMT, and GHB, so-called liquid ecstasy, also known as the date rape drug, for the purpose of trafficking. He is also charged with 7 weapons-related offenses: 3 counts of possessing a loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, 3 counts of using, shipping or storing a prohibited firearm, and 1 count of possessing a prohibited weapon, a taser, without a license. Police say 2 of the 5 men have been arrested while the remaining 3 have warrants out for their arrest. The release did not say which 2 of the 5 were in custody. The reporter has reached out to the DPD for clarification. Police ask that the remaining 3 men turn themselves in. See also: White Rock mayor urges extreme caution after 2 stabbings in 3 days. See also: 2 men with BC crime connections make Bolo's top 25 fugitive list.